Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. It's Christmas time. And the one holiday a year that family traditions really come forward. In the studio with me today is our all-star sports guy, John Canzano. John, you're the big sports columnist of the year and stuff.
That holds no cred in my household. I have three daughters who tell me routinely I know nothing. And
I'm sure Anna says the same thing.
Yeah, that too. But you know what's funny is I have people come up to me and they go, you know, I don't agree with everything you write. And I look over at Anna and she's nodding like, you know, me neither.
So, yeah. So what are the traditions in the Canzano household?
First of all, I love that you're talking traditions because that's something that I grew up in an Italian family where tradition and storytelling and routine was huge. Yeah. I mean, I just remember being a kid and it was Sunday dinners with some Italian dish that my grandmother had made that was homemade. It was my grandfather telling stories and giving kind of the oral history of our family in his storytelling yeah. way. And so tradition was huge. And I try to impart that now with my girls and in a world, too, where it's more difficult, I think, for families to get together and have those moments on weekends or whenever. So during the holidays, I think back to the things that I did and I find myself repeating that. With our own family, I find that we eat the same foods, we make yeah. the same cookies.
Yeah,
I think about my grandmother. I have a cookbook that my grandmother put together before she passed, where she put all of her recipes for the holidays. So it starts like you know early, few weeks before Christmas, where we start doing the old Italian cookies and we start to make them. And I'm now working with a 3-year-old who's cracking eggs and. Learning those, and maybe someday she'll pass on those. So it is centered around food.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
we're a open Christmas gifts on Christmas morning family. We don't do the Christmas Eve thing. I think that's cheating. We're also really big on, welcoming in people that maybe don't have somewhere to go, friends or extended family
yeah.
that,
oh, yeah.
you know, we become the hub. And we say, look, you know, it's coworkers sometimes who have to maybe work in the morning, or maybe they're the only one in town. They don't have a big family. We say, hey, why don't you join us? So it's all inclusive at our house.
I know. My wife always accuses me of going out and looking up and down the street to see if somebody needs a place to go, because yeah. I do that. But yeah. that's the way I was raised. You never let anybody not have a place to go on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I remember I'm the same way. And I remember, so 1998, I was covering Indiana basketball in the Midwest, and it's a great job. I had Bobby Knight to cover, and I was covering Notre Dame football for the same newspaper, and I was out in the Midwest all by myself during Thanksgiving and Christmas. I was beside myself. I didn't know what to do. I was that guy that had nowhere to go, and I had always grown up in families and in households that, you know, every holiday yeah. we were all together. But I remember on a Thanksgiving kind of being alone, and then going out and finding a store that was open, like a big grocery store, the version of Fred Meyer in the Midwest, wandering around their Fred Meyer store, kind of looking around, because I didn't know what to do with myself besides watch football and take in a Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner.
I may have you beat on that. I spent Thanksgiving at an Arby's in L.A. because I had a $1.19 in my pocket.
Oh.
I was living in the dorm. I was a sophomore, and my folks said, no, you're coming home in 2 weeks for break anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for you to come home.
Sure.
And I was like, but airline tickets back then were only like $39, you know? So anyway, I went to Arby's and that's where I spent my Thanksgiving.
Never eat at an Arby's again, because that is a painful memory.
My heart just trembles every time in there.
Yeah.
So what does Anna bring? I don't want to get too personal with you, but
yeah.
what does Anna bring to the tradition?
Different because, you know, she was born in Taiwan
yeah.
and grew up with a Chinese mother and a Taiwanese father. And their version of Christmas was very different than mine. And I think a lot of people probably relate to this. When you get married, you are absorbing another person and another person's traditions. And they had a very different Christmas morning and a very different Thanksgiving. And it was really interesting early on when we first were dating that, you know, all of a sudden there was seafood showing up. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not a Christmas thing. This is not. And their, you know, their idea of gift giving was different too. It wasn't centered around Santa Claus, and it wasn't centered around, you know, the idea that you had a Christmas tree and a bunch of presents under it. So she has really looked to me, and we have this conversation all the time. She turned to me at Thanksgiving and she said, I love that we have traditions now in our family, because she didn't grow up with those traditions.
Yes.
And I think a lot of families relate to that. You're kind of blending your idea of Christmas with, you know, your significant others.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my wife, she grew up in a foreign country, Vancouver. So that's what I always tell her, right across the river. But it just in that, their traditions were so much different. I came from a ranching background, family, very country, and they were city.
Yeah.
And my family was kind of English and Irish, and hers was very much like Norwegian and that type of thing. So just those little traditions, little things that they would do, even the recipe for cookie dough was a little different, reflecting upon their traditions. It's fun, though.
I know that this is funny because given that my grandparents were, you know, 100% Italian, and my grandmother everything was homemade. We would always have a pasta with either Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. There was always, you know, there was a turkey, there was a ham, there might be prime rib, there would be some meat at the center of the table. But there would always be, as a side dish, a ravioli or a cannelloni or a gnocchi or something that was just mouthwatering. And so I remember introducing that last year. It was on Christmas Eve. I was making homemade pasta, and Anna turned to me and she's like, what are you doing? And I said, this is Christmas. Like, this is what I grew up doing.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Christmas Eve, we're going to go to church, and then we just kind of host friends and family after church. So it's neat. I find myself gravitating towards what I grew up in.
When I grew up, we had such a large family. The satellite family, you might say, that we did a big dinner on Christmas Eve. We did a big breakfast on Christmas Day. And then we were doing another big dinner on Christmas Day. And since my wife and I, we've been married for quite a while, but we've kind of changed that. Christmas, we do kind of a Christmas Eve light, kind of like what you're talking about. Christmas morning is focused just on the immediate family. And then the friends and everybody come over in the afternoon. I do the prime rib and the twice baked potatoes and all that jazz. But I think you do have to, even though it's holiday and giving and encompassing, I think you do have to save that little patch of time for just you and your family, your immediate family.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing we talked to the kids about this year is, you know, we spoiled them rotten last year. I mean, the Christmas lists were just ridiculous. And I was just talking to one of the coaches at Oregon football this morning about it. And he's like, you better get them everything that's on their list. I'm like, you have not seen these lists.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. So we told them this year, we're only buying three things, and then what we wanted them to do is we wanted them to go out and buy something for somebody, you know, who was in need. And there are a lot of kids out there, especially in foster care, that are going to spend the holidays in hotels and without a parent, or maybe not having Christmas as we see it. So I just think it's important too to take a minute as a family to reflect on, you know, others at a time like this. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, this is my favorite time of year. I mean, Christmas is it for me. I mean, this is it. I always struggle, though, like on the 26th, 27th, like the letdown. There's kind of a depression that comes through.
Yeah, there is.
That you got to defend against, you know?
It's kind of like you need to go into Christmas rehab right after that. Because it's like we have some friends that we've spent, probably the last 22, 25 years. And the last couple of years, now their kids have grown up and they've moved away. So they go to see the grandkids. So we always have an extension of Christmas on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
And then New Year's Day, our Christmas is officially over.
Yeah.
But that's the way it works there.
That's really cool. I love that you're talking traditions. I think so many of your listeners probably are thinking about their own traditions. And if you don't have traditions, start them.
Yeah.
Like, come up with something.
Yeah.
You know, we even have a plate. There's one plate that is a red plate, okay? And it rotates among the people in the family on a basis throughout the year. But on Christmas, that meal that we're going to have on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, that red plate will be brought out, and there'll be a reason that somebody at the table gets that red plate when everyone else, and it'll be sort of honoring or celebrating, hey, the 15-year-old had a great year.
Yeah.
She got good grades. You know, it's her first year of high school or whatever. That's something that, you know, my parents did when I was a kid, and I find myself now doing it with my own kids.
There you go. I'm John Canzano. You can listen to John every day from our Monday through Friday, 12 to 3 on KXTG, the Baldface Truth. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, buddy.
You bet.
We'll be back with Barbecue Nation after this.
Come, they told me, pour up a bum bum.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Dr. Dave is out polishing a reindeer, doing something. I don't know. If you'd like to email us, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com. If you want to send us a recipe, you can use that email address, or you can use the official one, which is recipes@kxl.com. Facebook, which is barbecuenation/JT. And we'd like to say hi to our affiliates, everybody up and down the Radio Northwest Network, KVI in Seattle, and KSEY in Seymour, Texas. We've got my good buddy, Eric G. from Around the House.
Hey, buddy.
Also syndicated here, and we're continuing our talk like we did with John Canzano in the first segment about family traditions. What is the biggest family tradition in the Goranson household at Christmas?
You know,
besides dressing up like a reindeer and...
Well, that's usually the night before, but that's a whole other whiskey story that we're not going to get too deep into.
Right.
But... You know, it's getting up and having a good breakfast and enjoying the Christmas tree. You know, for dinner, it's kind of a tradition that my mom has always done for the holidays. Is she's got these fresh baked rolls she's made, and for me and my three brothers, that was what we dove into.
Yeah, big fluffy white
big,
bread.
Big fluffy white bread. Thousands of calories and carbs and
put some butter and
lots
whatever.
Of butter, slather it up, and then they're even better on day two when you got the leftovers because you can start making your own little mini sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
So
mm-hmm,
I usually make about twice as many as you need, and they last a couple of days, and they never get thrown away.
It's kind of like my daughter with twice-baked potatoes.
Oh.
Well, you've been to my house.
I've had your twice-baked potatoes.
And so I usually, if we have 10 guests, I will make enough for about 20.
Yep.
And then some, because I like to send some home with people, which is great. But if there are 10 or 12 left over, my daughter, who's a long, tall drink of water, will plow through like three of them, four of them in a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just
oh,
like,
I could. Yeah. Easy.
Second day's best, Dad. And they're
off they go.
So you're grown up now. You've got kids. You've got a wonderful lady that you're with. Julie, how are you guys starting your own traditions?
You know, we're having fun with that because we've got a very big mix because she has some of her family, like her grandmother, you know, she's awesome. She survived as a Holocaust survivor as a kid. So we've got these Jewish traditions that get mixed in with the Christian traditions, with just the secular traditions. And it's this smorgasbord of fun. And so December ends up being one big holiday, and that ends up being super cool, you know, that we'll mix in together all these different holidays from the different members of the family, and it's awesome. But we like to cook, and we like to have some cocktails mixed in with that, and, you know, it starts out with on the holiday weekends that, you know, when we've got stuff, we'll have... You know, start out with a little bubbly mimosa and have a nice big breakfast and then snack around lunchtime, and then dinner time is dig in for the big meal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we like that. We're, for years when I grew up, I was just telling them in the previous segment that we always had a huge Christmas Eve dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of the aunts and uncles and all this stuff. Then we would have Christmas morning chicken biscuits and gravy that my mother fixed. You know, like the chicken, like the biscuits, love the gravy, didn't like them together, but I was the weird one. So I would put butter on those biscuits because they were just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the chicken and dip the chicken skin in the gravy. So that's just my
deal. Nothing wrong with that.
No. And then as time went on and more people got in the family, then we started doing like what you experienced was prime rib dinner on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Like that. And so we had these three big meals. Now that things have separated up and some people aren't with us anymore, we kind of keep Christmas morning for just the immediate family.
Correct.
Like my wife and me and our daughter. And
same thing here. We kind of keep that pretty chill.
Yeah. And then later in the day, though, we do when get the grandmas over and the aunts and all that and do that. So what's your favorite food besides those biscuits at Christmas?
You know, it's hard to say because I get into little, I don't have a huge tradition on stuff like that. So I like cooking stuff out on the grill.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if I'm throwing a chicken out there or if I'm throwing, you know, a nice big piece of tri-tip out there. That's probably one of my favorites just to throw out as just a nice big tri-tip roast out there and get that thing going. You know, I have in the past when I've had all the family in, you know, for Christmas dinner, mm-hmm. I have gone for the prime rib and really done it up. And I will kind of do it in a mixture in between the grill and the oven, depending on the weather. You know, sometimes that Christmas dinner, it can be a little rough outside trying to get the barbecue going out there.
Yeah.
And a little hard to watch on the temperatures and stuff. So sometimes I'll cheat and do a fair amount of that inside.
Yeah, you can do that. An easy way to do that, just because this is a food show, is that you can sear it mm-hmm. if you want to in the kitchen.
Yep.
And then take it out and put it on the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've done in the past is actually put it on the smoker, put it up to about 210, to somewhere, depending on the ambient temperature outside.
Yeah.
But between 210 and 225, leave it on there for a couple hours, then finish it off on the grill. Puts a nice crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get too overly smoky flavored, and you still have that nice kind of medium rare in the middle.
Yeah.
And the nice ends on it for end cuts for people. And you just season the crap out of it, you know. It's really good.
It's all good, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I love that. That's I think the prime rib is one tradition I really like, and the other one is I make this, and my mom started this on Christmas mm-hmm. Eve. We would do this seafood chowder, and it basically started out with a clam chowder base. But then I was putting in mushrooms, scallops, crab, bigger shrimp, little bay shrimp, and then great big shrimp like that. And use cream, you know, or half and half in it. So it was very low-cal and some diced tomato, potatoes in it. And that worked out pretty good. And I love that. Because you can serve that with those big white rolls that you're talking about. And if you want to cheat, buy Rhodes rolls. They're frozen. Set them out in your kitchen in a pan. Spray the pan with your Pam or whatever. They just come out in this kind of frozen lump. Put them in there, and about 7 hours later, they'll rise to where you want them. Throw them in the oven.
You just let my rolls secret out,
yeah.
By the way. That's exactly what I do.
I see we're a little over time, so we're going to come back and visit more with my buddy Eric G right after this on the Barbecue Nation Christmas Show.
Oh, holy night.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. I want to remind you before we got back to the coughing twins here, me and Eric, actually last Monday, Langdon's Grill, at Langdon's Grill, you can enjoy their latest special, which is a 6-ounce New York steak seasoned to perfection and served with garlic mashed potatoes and seasonal veggies, plus your choice of their house-made soup or salad and a glass of wine. $17.
Dude.
Pretty good.
That sounds good. You're making me hungry now.
I know. Langdon Farms every Monday night from here to eternity.
Nice.
Yeah. They've got a great deal, too. You know, they've got Tuesday night is rib night, and Friday night is prime rib night down there.
Nice.
So they've got these specials, and, you know, if it's just two of you or four of you, price is great, and you can go down there and enjoy it, enjoy the nice atmosphere. So anyway, I digress, but that's at Langdon Farms.
Oh, that's going to have to go down and check it out.
Yeah. When do you decorate the tree and stuff?
I don't. I let Julie do that.
Yeah.
And I've always done it in the past, but she is so good at it and has such great taste that I've kind of deferred over to that. We kind of have a new agreement. And I take care of the outside. She takes care of the inside stuff. And,
yeah, we're that way. I bring all the stuff down from the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I decorate the kitchen.
There you go.
So, because my kitchen. And I know where I can put stuff to keep it out of my way. You know?
There you go.
I bring in the tree. I do that. And from there, I don't look back.
Nice.
Because there's only one thing, and it's actually hanging up on our fireplace in our living room, which was this Christmas tree made out of jewelry that Shelley and her grandmother made. And I just think it's really pretty. It's
nice.
In this old funky frame that gets hung up there every Christmas.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got little watches and rings and necklaces, and it's really cool.
Yeah, we've got lights all over the house. And then
go figure.
And that's on the inside. Outside, you know, I didn't start first Christmas in this house, so I started out with the basic stuff. My neighbor went Clark Griswold on the outside of that, which he did an awesome job of. So next year, I'm going to have to step up my game. But to do that correctly, there's a lot of planning in that.
Yeah.
I just didn't have the time to really dive into it.
You've been busy.
This year.
So I got a question for you. This has nothing to do with food, but it's still time for people to do stuff.
Yeah.
What about those lights you see on TV that kind of spin and they have different patterns?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the projector ones where they put stuff on the side of the house?
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, you like those?
I like those. You can have some fun with that.
I like it, too. I'm not sure I can sell my wife on it because she, first time she saw one, she thought it looked like they had leprosy or something. I'm not sure. But
some of those, you can even put your own images on some of those things if you get the digital ones, the higher end.
Really?
Then you could have a picture. You can have a couple family pictures go up there on the house, too.
I'm not so sure I'd want that.
No. But it'd be kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it would kind of. Well, if you were the one that got to pick the picture and put it in there before anybody else knew how to do it, that would be good.
What would be even better is if you put something up like that, then I came over in the middle of the night and loaded up my own pictures up on the side of your house.
Yeah.
That would be even funnier.
That would. Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway, so we talked about, you know, doing tri-tips or prime ribs or something like that. What about desserts? What does Eric G. and his family go for in desserts? Are you the kind of standard pecan pie, Christmas cake, whatever?
You know, I've started to get into really nice port wines, and then if I can get into, man, some cherry pie or, you know, I get into that stuff. I get into the sweet tooth with that more so than probably most, but a good pie, man, for the holidays, that is solid. You know, pumpkin, cherry, those kind of things, that's all my game right there.
Here's a quick tip for you on making holiday pies.
Okay.
Really easy one. You can make your own graham cracker crust, or you can buy one. I mean, when you make them, they're thicker, so they're a little better.
Sure.
You know, and just grind up your crackers and some melted butter and sugar, and you're home free. A can of, like, Borden's condensed, 8-ounce condensed milk.
Okay.
It's that really thick, sweet stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And 1 8-ounce brick of cream cheese. Let it get to room temperature. Mm-hmm. Mix those up and put just a skosh of lemon juice in it. Make it real creamy and pour it in there in that graham cracker pie crust. Put it in the fridge for a couple hours. It's ready to roll. And then you can put any toppings you want. You can put cherries.
Oh, nice.
Or, you know, apple filling or whatever you want. It's just a quick pie. Doesn't require baking. Doesn't require a lot of preparation.
Nice.
And for some people who, like, I can't eat nuts or I don't like pumpkin or whatever, it gives them kind of a, almost a cheesecake, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's just a cream cheese pie.
But it's
really
cool,
rich.
Yeah, build your own pie option right there real quick.
Send your blood sugars to about 6,000.
Cool.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It works really good.
Although the proteins kind of help balance it out, though.
Yeah, they do. And the pork.
Yep.
The pork one.
So, yeah, but I mean, that's you know, desserts, yeah, that's, to me, is as important as the meal.
Do you go back for a second piece later in the night?
Usually.
Yeah, me too.
It's easy.
Yeah, because I make my own whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
So, extra heavy whipped cream, beat it till it's almost like butter. Here's a secret for you if you don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
While you're mixing the whipped cream with your hand beater or however you're doing it, add the sugar as you're going along there. It'll make it get thicker and stiffer faster.
Yep.
And then put your vanilla in just at the end.
Nice.
And it's good. And it'll hold that. Because my mom used to make really tasty whipped cream, but it was kind of runny.
Yeah.
And then I, as I got older, I kind of took over some duties. So I went to the extra heavy whipped cream, mm-hmm. you know, that made
it. I like some of the flavored whipped creams, too. You can get crazy and put the cinnamon or some of the other stuff in there as well. And
you can do all that you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can make blueberry, cherry, cinnamon, basil, whatever you want.
Yeah, make whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's all good. So I do that, but I'm the one who kind of, like I said, well, you've had dinner with us. I'm not a very big eater at dinner,
mm-hmm.
but later when all the food senses have calmed down,
yep.
then I figure out I'm hungry. Nice.
And you come in for the plan for the attack at that point.
Yeah, you know, get a little piece of prime rib, the twice bake, maybe some veggies, a little salad. Hit the pecan. I'm pecan pie.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Hit that. And if that is below or before, I should say, 8 o'clock at night, I don't go to bed till usually 11 or midnight.
Yep.
There might be another piece in my future.
There you go.
You know. Nobody.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah. Unless we have guests, I'm the only one that eats pecan pie. So it's relatively safe.
Yeah.
But if a couple of my cowboy buddies come over, not so much.
No,
it goes.
Yeah, cherry pie the same way. Too many people have the desserts of that caliber at my house, which is great because I get a few days out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Super and you always good. Refrigerate your pumpkin pie.
Yeah, if not, you got a hot mess going.
But give it about 24 hours, and you're going to see these little implosions of gray and fuzzy things on the on the deal.
It doesn't last long. Yeah,
because I've done it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Leave it on the counter on that third at your third swing at and in the morning. It's like
I don't think so. a couple minutes before we got to go to break. What else, Julie's traditions? You know, coming from different family, that type of thing. What else does she bring to the table for you?
You know, like for Thanksgiving, it was great. We had 21 people over the house for Thanksgiving, which was a full on.
Yeah,
that's you know, and with a single oven, that was a little tough, but we made it work. You know, but just big meals, big sit down family stuff because they've got a very large family, so it. Ends up being a big family tradition to get together for, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever.
Right.
It's always a big deal. We've got that coming up here soon. We've got a big event, family event, getting down for dinner. And we'll have probably four of those over the holidays here of everybody getting together for various reasons. So it's fun.
We'll have probably three.
Yeah.
Maybe three. with some of the things. Families kind of spread out and different things like that. Being more picky about specific times for the family, immediate mm-hmm. family.
Yeah.
And then when you open up the doors to the wayfaring strangers and all that. And then some of our good friends that their kids have grown up. Now they've got grandkids. So they actually go like up into Washington, Tri-Cities mm-hmm. and stuff for that. But then we usually have Christmas with them. Like New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
My insurance policy won't cover it anymore or something.
There you go.
So,
yeah. We used to have sandwiches when I was a kid on New Year's Eve. My mom would, you know, we'd go to the Christmas Eve church service, come back, and then she had all the cold cuts and really good breads, and that was always kind of that sit down in front of the TV and watch the
ball,
the stuff and whatever
Guy Lombardo.
Going on. Yeah, all that stuff going on and eat sandwiches and have kind of just a buffet kind of thing, and that was always fun as a kid.
Yeah, I like that. We're talking with Eric G. from Around the House that plays on our sister station, KXL, and a multitude of other stations up and down the Radio Northwest Network. We are going to take a break and come back and wrap up our little Christmas
soiree
here, our Christmas tradition show.
How's here we that? Go. I like
right.
it.
We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away. Welcome to Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Eric G. today from Around the House. That is an award-winning show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! It's on the Radio Northwest Network. Soon to be on other ones around the hemisphere.
You got it.
The hemisphere, yeah. Also want to thank my buddy over and all the people at Painted Hills Natural Beef, Will Homer and the gang, for helping us out this year
on the Quack Shack. It was good. It was a good year.
Man, that is some beef. That's all I cook with.
Yeah, isn't it though?
You got me turned on to that, and that's just,
you
I
got
go get
to.
It. And that's the only place I go for good meat.
You know, we had Will on the show last week. If you're going to get a Painted Hills rib roast,
yep.
You know, because that's really what they are, prime rib, if you will, order it today.
Gotcha.
Because you're 9 days out from Christmas.
Oh.
By the time this show airs.
Yep.
And they're not like Doritos. They won't make more.
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah.
You know.
There's only so much bandwidth there.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to know. Good to know with those guys.
Other than world peace, if you could wish something for Christmas and make it happen, what would it be?
Ooh. Other than world peace, I'm going to go deep on this one for you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say that everybody out there should know what their calling is.
Yeah. I dig that. I dig that a lot.
That way people could kind of get off and head off in the right direction and know what they're supposed to be doing.
I would wish for that we regain some of our civility towards each other.
That
not
would
you
go
and me.
A long way. Oh, yeah.
But just like in the political spectrum and even the day-to-day life.
Social media.
Yeah, and all that. You know, here's a challenge to everybody. If you could put down your phone or stay off your laptop or PC, you know, give it a rest for an hour a day for 2018. See if that might help, actually.
I got one, too. If you're going to sit there and go post something on social media, get ready to post, leave it right there or as a draft, wait 2 hours and then go back and read it, and
right.
Then click it again.
Yeah. See if it makes sense.
See if it makes sense, and if it's just a knee-jerk reaction, or if you're just looking to get attention.
Or if you just want to be a troll.
Oh, there's plenty of trolls.
Plenty of trolls. So what does Eric G. want for Christmas? I know you don't need tools.
I got plenty of tools, you know, but like everybody with tools, more tools is always better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just looking for some kind of quiet times over the holidays. I'm looking for that to slow down a little bit. I've been running so hard recently. It's, you know.
Yeah, I've
been burning the midnight oil. So it, looking forward to that week. You know, my birthday's right after Christmas. So it's one of those things that that's kind of always been my chill week. So I'm looking forward to kind of just working on some cars and just kind of relaxing and dialing it back off of 11 back to about 5, and that'd be kind of nice.
Weld that new grill for your black olive.
I'm going to make that new one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Get out the welder.
I just.
What are you going to do?
Same thing. Going to do some. When I get done in the studio, I'm going to take about 10 days, almost 2 weeks off. Not
nice.
Coming back in. Shows are done.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to try to spend some time with my family. Maybe if I get really brave, work on my desk because
nice.
It's a bit of a hot mess.
Mine is too. I got to dive into that.
Yeah. Just do a karma clean out, get a big cardboard box and just go, okay,
yep.
It's done. And then kind of rethink things. I mean, both Eric, you and I work on television too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that does, you do it far more than I do, but those schedules between radio, TV, and your normal work can wear you down. So,
and I got to get rested up because I've got a lot of travel in January where I'm going to be down in Orlando for the big international builder show / kitchen and bath industry show.
Right.
I'm doing a seminar that week, come back, do the radio show, and then the next week going down to the World of Concrete down in Vegas. So I've got a lot of traveling to do.
Yeah. You better get your rest.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to work on.
And get a couple more pieces of cherry pie. A
little cherry pie, a couple cocktails, and just kind of chill out.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on Barbecue Nation. I want to thank John Canzano, Sports Writer of the Year from the AP.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And host of The Bald-Faced Truth, and my good friend Eric Gorenson, who's the host of Around the House here and on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. If you want to see more of my stuff, go to thecowboycook.com, and we're going to leave you with a little Stevie Nicks tune.
Nice.
We are. Silent Night. You ever heard Stevie sing Silent Night?
I'm going to.
You're going to in just a few minutes. You take care, everybody. Have a great Christmas. We'll see you later.